Today I want to talk to you about one of my favorite marketing tactics. I love it for two main reasons. One, it's super cheap, and two, it works 100%. And if that interests you, then stick around. Hi there, and welcome back to Amplify, the Digital Marketing Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm Bob Gentle, and every week I'm joined by amazing people who share what makes their business work on a Monday, and on a Wednesday, you just get me talking about things that interest me. So, welcome along, and let's talk about remarketing. Before I go too deep into this topic, let's explore how customers come to you. In an ideal world, a decision is made in the heart of your prospect to take action on a problem you solve. At this moment, they know you are the person to fix this problem for them. It never happens like this. At the beginning of the customer journey, an impulse is triggered to take the first steps on a journey towards fixing a problem, and it's the problem you solve. This journey starts with an impulse, but it might not end for hours, days, weeks, months, or even years. As marketers and as small business owners, that's you, our job is to try and influence the journey so that the customers find their way to us. Often the most important element, which is often overlooked, is time. Customer journeys take time. The impulse to fix the pain which led to them triggering this journey or to solve a problem often doesn't convert into a sale immediately. The pain might need to build. The immediate problem which caused the pain might have subsided and returned later on. In addition, the prospect might educate themselves, God forbid, undertake some research. Why would they do that? Or simply take some time to shop around. Really. Real world sales professionals know this, and it's why they have things like small talk. They work to educate the prospect, let them try things out, offer demonstrations, regularly keep in touch with prospects. In short, they build a relationship and then nurture that relationship over time. Getting someone's attention in the first place is expensive. If you invest in any online activity at all, things like ads, social media, content marketing of any kind, they all cost money at the end of the day. And if by some small miracle you actually get someone to visit your website, we can assign a cost to them at that point. If they don't convert into a customer there and then, it's money lost for the majority of people. This is where remarketing or retargeting ads come in. Remarketing ads are a special subset of online ad, and they're only shown to people who've already visited your website. There are a few things which it's important for you to know about remarketing ads, which make them very special, and for the small business, very exciting. First of all, they're only shown to people who are known to be on the journey which could lead to you, to qualified prospects. Number two is they are graphic display ads and not the text-based ads you see in search. Now, there is an exception here when we're talking about Facebook ads where they may be more graphic. And they can appear wherever you see ads online, on Facebook, on magazines, on YouTube, on blogs. Most websites where you see ads of any kind draw them from the Google Ad Network and its partners. Unless, of course, we're talking about Facebook. But the principle is exactly the same. And third, a very exciting reason to like them is that the only cost to you is when people actually click on the ads. Most people don't click on the ads. In most campaigns I run, the costs are in the low double digits per quarter, and these campaigns are seen by tens of thousands of people. The real benefit of remarketing is that the ads work with the customer journey in a powerful way. They're triggered right at the start when the prospect passes through your website, because we use a little bit of tracking code to follow them around. You'll have heard of cookies. This is a cookie. They're triggered right at the start when the prospect passes through your website, and then for the next 2 weeks, 2 months, 6 months, you get to decide. They see your brand everywhere they go. This works really powerfully in the mind of the prospect, so that when the time comes for them to act, the chances of them converting in your direction are much higher. All of this assumes you're not doing any other kind of advertising. And if you do nothing else, run remarketing ads. But if you are running any kind of ad, where you're effectively buying traffic, then you must add retargeting ads into the mix. Retargeting ads amplify the value of every visit. It turns what would have been one brand encounter into potentially hundreds over time. And the majority of that visibility is actually completely free because people only tend to click on ads when they're ready to buy. Like any powerful tool, it's open to abuse. There are settings available on both Facebook and the Google Ad platforms, which you can use to prevent overwhelming your audience. As you can imagine, this is a topic where you can go deep. There are all kinds of retargeting ad tactics you can use based on user behavior. But in this episode, I really just wanted to give you a peek into what's possible. If you do set up some retargeting ads, let me know. I would love to see them. Setting up remarketing ads can be tricky and a bit fiddly. And I suggest you search on YouTube for setting up remarketing ads on Google or setting up remarketing ads on Facebook, and then add in this year. So if you were searching at the time of recording this, it might be a search like how to set up Facebook remarketing ads in 2020. Things change all the time and you really need an up-to-date tutorial, and I do not have the patience to make one right now. So before I go, just a quick reminder to subscribe, and if you haven't already, then join our Facebook group. You can find a link in the show notes or just visit amplifyme.fm/insiders and you'll be taken right there. I would love to connect with you on social media. If you would like to connect with me, just search at Bob Gentle and you'll find me anywhere you go. If you enjoyed the show, then I would love for you to review it on iTunes. It's the very best way to help me reach new subscribers, and it means a lot to me personally. My name's Bob Gentle. Thanks for visiting. Thanks for joining me this week. I hope you enjoyed this show, and I'll speak to you again on Monday.